In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is a feast of Our Lady of Ransom, and for many reasons it is a special day, especially in these our times. To ransom is an English word which means to pay a price in order to redeem somebody who is held captive free. We say, for example, that our Blessed Mother, or that Christ ransomed us from our sins with the price of His precious blood. Our Blessed Mother appeared separately to three great men, Saint Peter Nolasco, Saint Raymond of Peñafort, and the King James of Aragon, and told them to establish an order for the freedom of those who were captured by Muslims. At that time, that is during the 13th century, a large part of Spain was under the bondage of the Muslim sect. These three holy men founded this group and committed it to the patronage of Our Lady of Ransom. Besides making the three vows of poverty, obedience, and chastity, they also promised a fourth vow, to even surrender themselves to these wicked Muslims until the believers were set free. You see here that these three holy men were living out our Blessed Lord's statement that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for another. Our Blessed Mother's powerful intercession helped put an end to this captivity of Spain by the Muslims. You know, she is quite at home in doing such work for her children. We should pray, dear children, for the people, especially in the Middle East and Africa, who are under the yoke of Islamism. These Muslims are, even as we speak, persecuting poor Christians and all over the world. But I fear that, unlike the Christians of the 13th century who had the true faith, many of these people who are today being persecuted do not believe enough to ask Our Lady for help. Well, we must beg Our Lady on their behalf, you and I. We must beg God for the salvation both of those persecuted and of those infidels who are persecuting them, for both are in danger of losing their souls. Islam is a wicked religion because it teaches her followers that they should kill anyone who refuses to believe. A Muslim believes that he will go to heaven if he kills a non-believer. Therefore, they look for opportunities to kill Christians so that they can go to their heaven. But we know that this is false and wrong. I will tell a little story from my own country to show how wicked these Muslims are. Long ago, in the period before 1966, both Christians and Muslims lived peacefully in the northern part of Nigeria. Children played together even though they were of different religions. They even extended hospitality to one another. And it was not strange for a Muslim to have as his friend a Christian who was his neighbor. However, there was a crisis in the country in 1966, in which some soldiers, most of whom happened to be Christians, tried to overthrow the government of the day. This attempt failed, but most of the leaders in the government who were Muslims were killed as a result. Well, the Muslim in the street decided that an affront has been made to his religion, and seeing his opportunity to acquire a right to paradise, decided to kill as many Christians as he can. And thus, Muslims turned against the Christian neighbors and killed them. Even the young ones were not left out. Boys sought out their close friends who were Christians in order to kill them. And they succeeded in killing thousands of Christians. And even as late as 7 years ago, a woman was burned to death merely because she apprehended someone who was cheating at the exams by hiding some answers in the Quran, which is the holy book of the Muslims. She was burned to death in her car together with her newborn baby, and this by high school children. Things like this are happening even now in the Middle East. We cannot go ourselves to surrender our lives for these Christians, but we can pray for them right here. Our God can help end this, and He has appointed Our Lady of Ransom to help these Christians. And I believe that if we call upon her help on their behalf, she will help them and deliver them from this persecution and save their souls as well from eternal damnation. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.